The health and life insurance world is big and confusing. Everybody needs insurance, but it's hard to get unless you got a guy. And that guy is Antonio Briseño. Antonio's an independent licensed insurance agent. He's contracted with Health Markets Insurance Agency. And the information he's going to give you is general in nature. It's educational. It's not legal advice. And now here he is on KRDO News Radio. It's the agent, the guy who gets it done, Antonio Briseño.
Another beautiful Saturday in Colorado Springs. I'm Ted Robertson, co-hosting for Mr. Antonio Briseño. He's the guy that will tell you the insurance system makes you crazy. It makes us all crazy. He's the agent. He's the guy who gets things done. He's been in this world for about two decades, maybe a little bit more by now. He's seen this business change from the inside out. The system changes. But one thing that doesn't change about a changing system is that it gets more chaotic, more chaotic. It's not a DIY thing. You need the agent to handle this stuff for you. Antonio loves doing what he does. Antonio, it's once again my favorite half hour of the week.
Yeah, it's been fun.
And you have me surrounded. You got Sarah, your office manager, on the line with us today. We're gonna meet Sarah and get to know her quite a bit, which is going to be a good thing because if Sarah is anything like my Teresa, then you and I are alive because of them both.
Yes, definitely.
We get a laugh out of Sarah.
I could not do anything I do without her.
Oh, my gosh. We got to say to everybody, welcome to a wonderful new year. We're going to get 2020 off with a great start here on The Agent and for you as well. That's why Sarah is headlining the year. How about that?
There you go.
And the theme of the program today, like we talked about last week, is all about gratitude. It's gratitude for you, our listeners, and for you, our clients, Antonio's clients. And the next segment, we're going to talk about changes to help the community and the client that the agent and his agency are undergoing. Of course, once again, Sarah is pivotal to all of that. So, Antonio, I know you and Sarah are now both teaming up on the special thing that you do at the beginning of each show. You vent a little bit. So I'm going to turn this all over to the two of you, and I'm going to run. Let's introduce Sarah Schneider, office manager for Sarah. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
We're having fun today, but it's because you're here with us. Otherwise, we would not be having fun today.
Oh, well, I appreciate that.
All right. Antonio, I'm going to turn this over to the two of you, and I will enjoy the discussion. When it's time for me to pop back in, I might have a question or I might be saying, guys, we got to go to a break, okay?
Sounds great. Well, so yeah, that time of the day or that time of the week that we have to discuss our favorite topic, which is the robocalls and how those affect everyone out there. And we have actually seen how those affected our clients. And so, yeah, we wanted to kind of get Sarah's perspective as well. Everybody knows that I can't stand them. We want to cut them off. We want to, you know, basically get the companies that are making these robocalls stop because it's $26 billion just in health insurance, and it's $46 billion or $47 billion general of all calls that you are receiving of robocalls. So I think it's quite disgusting, people just trying to get your money. So Sarah, how do you think this has hurt our clients?
It has a bit. We like to keep that personal relationship with our clients. And let's be realistic. Everybody sees that restricted number or unknown number, and you're going to hit the ignore button because it's horrible and nobody wants to talk to them. So we have the employees that speak, you know, directly to our clients when they call in, and our appointment center, she's heard so much about how people really appreciate talking to somebody because they feel like they're constantly shuffled back and forth between everybody, and it's horrible. If you have a question, you just want to answer it. If you need help, you want to get it. You don't want to have to jump through hoops through, you know, 50 million times to have a simple question answered.
Oh, I agree. Number one, that is just, it's amazing. And that's what we've tried to build with the office. And it's because, you know, these robocalls, what they do is they really can hurt people. Because most of these insurance companies that are actually trying to sell you over the phone through these robocalls are selling products that really could put you in a dangerous situation. You know, these are non-compliant plans. And, you know, I know we have seen in the office many clients coming in that did not have the right coverage. So I know you've dealt with quite a few issues where the clients just did not have the right coverage for them.
Yeah, because every area, something different is offered. And so when you do get those robocalls, you know, people think, oh, it sounds like a great deal. And sometimes when it, you know, you have these strangers calling, it's too good to be true, it might be. So we've had quite a few clients that have come and said, hey, I thought I had insurance, but it's not in my area. My doctors aren't covered. My medication isn't covered. You know, kind of what do I do at that point? Because they didn't get any one-on-one time or information. And that's kind of what I handle, is the kind of fixing and helping resolve those issues, which is kind of my favorite part of it, when I can fix those problems clients are having. I'm not going to lie, I kind of feel like a superhero a little bit. But, you know, I enjoy that and being able to help clients one-on-one all the time.
Yep. And I really thank you for everything you do for the office and our clients. And, you know, part of this show we wanted to do is to really thank our listeners and our clients, because, you know, our clients and our listeners have helped us to build the agency bigger. So we've gotten new clients and we've gotten new employees. So in the past, this year has been kind of a roller coaster ride, I think, for you and I, because, you know, about this time last year, it was you, I, and someone we had to let go. So it's been quite a ride, hasn't it?
We hit a couple of really, really crazy months there, but we've really worked it out and kind of got our routine going. And, you know, honestly, with thanking the clients, we definitely have to thank you as well for just being, you know, a great person and helping the clients out, and especially even just an amazing boss. You've really helped out, you know, all of us as employees. We appreciate it. I am military, and you've really worked with, you know, our schedule, which can be completely hectic and moving and PCSs and everything like that. And you've always been so understanding. So we really, really appreciate you and everything you do for us, you know, as well as a company and as your employees. We're extremely grateful for, you know, you working with us.
Well, thank you. And that's all to our clients as well, because without the great clients that we have and the listeners that we've had for over a year now, I wouldn't be able to do all the things that I've been able to do for our clients and our employees as well. So now we have Sarah, who is our office manager, who she's on the phone now. She's on the show with us. We also have Jess, and Jess is actually like your assistant.
Yeah, I definitely love Jess because we do not actually live in Colorado. My husband has PCS to Tennessee, and Jess is here with me and has kind of been my right-hand man about, you know, helping with the appointments and all the little things that we try and get done for the office that we can do remotely. And it's a lot that we can do, you know, over the phone and build those relationships with clients. So I'm definitely grateful for Jess being here and helping out with that as well. And Claire, the receptionist, she's been amazing. There's really a good working relationship with everybody. You know, she takes a lot on as well and has kind of jumped in with both feet and really learned the system and how to help clients.
Oh, yeah. So, and it's all to our, you know, our listeners, our clients that we're very thankful for, that we've been able to build this team. And I think now we have an amazing team in the office and out of the office that has helped us to do some amazing things. We've had a great open enrollment, and I don't think everybody knows this, but we pretty much got all of our enrollments done. I would say, would you agree to 95% the day before the deadline?
Yeah, we were close to that. I think there was only a handful of people that we weren't able to contact. But even then, you know, we did make contact later on. But we had just about everybody done. And this year we were able to be done at a decent time. Last year, open enrollment, I think we were there for 15 hours. We didn't leave till 10 o'clock at night trying to take care of everything. And, And we were able to get everything done, and I think we were all eating dinner with our family open enrollment this year.
Yeah, I think we were out of the office by 6 o'clock this year, which was absolutely amazing. First time for me, because last year I didn't leave until 1 a.m.,
Yeah, okay. I think we left at like 11. I wasn't staying until 1. That was a bit much for me.
Yeah, so that's been great. And that's, you know, and our clients have really helped with that because, you know, we were able, it's not only the practices that we had, but a lot of our clients did get back to us. Some we had the pressure a little bit, but yeah, I think it's been a lot of our clients really helping. And helping us to help them, which has been great.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, and it's been a challenge because, you know, we had some new Connect for Health changes as well that the last minute that always makes things interesting.
Yeah.
So
Connect for Health doesn't always make it easy, you know, and that's part of the reason to go through an agent is because Connect for Health, it can be difficult to maneuver sometimes, and it's hard to understand of what's changing last minute. So it can be interesting sometimes.
Yeah, so that's what we're here for. And you know, they have, and you know, Connect for Health, they're dealing with thousands of people. So those systems sometimes have challenges because there's so many people being enrolled through this one system for the entire state of Colorado. So, you know, it's a lot of people to try and funnel through in 2 months. it's a lot of work.
And we know technology isn't always cooperative as well. So that surely didn't help anything with them.
Yeah, so we're always here to help. If there are any challenges, technical issues you have, we want to help you. And, you know, one thing we haven't done, Ted, we didn't give our phone number as much as we normally do. And so we might have someone stranded on the side of the road waiting for us to give a phone number going, dude, when's he going to give that number?
All right, Sarah, stand by. We're going to work our way to a short break here. Sarah Schneider, office manager for Health Markets Brokerage. Mr. Antonio Briseño, the guy, your guy, the agent, the guy who gets things done, but behind every man is a magic woman, just like Sarah, right? Sarah, we appreciate you very much. The phone number, 719-203-6424, 719-203-6424. Again, Happy New Year to all of you. We so appreciate your listening. The program is growing. We're seeing more and more of you come into the office and call, which is a really heartwarming thing because it's why Antonio is here. When you let him help you, you light him up a little bit. It's good stuff. Right, Antonio?
Oh, it's wonderful. We many stories that we have, but we've been able to really help people and change their lives.
Let's take that short break. You're listening to Antonio Briseño, the agent, right here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM. Listen live online at KRDO.com. We'll be right back.
We're at Health Markets, a free service to help individuals and families find affordable health insurance under Obamacare. Mike, there's a lot going on.
With so many changes to Obamacare this year, Health Markets invented the Fit Score, helping consumers instantly compare their plan to thousands of others nationwide to quickly see how to maximize their benefits and save money. Best of all, our service is free.
Keeping my doctor is so important. Can Health Markets find plans that make that possible?
Health Markets makes it easy to find the right health insurance fit, including plans that can let you keep your doctor and save you money. Using our free service, we can find you subsidies that will substantially lower your costs, even finding you plans with $0 monthly premium.
Don't go it alone when there's such an amazing free, unbiased service.
Looking to save on health insurance? Call Health Markets Insurance Agent Antonio Briseño at 719-203-6424 or visit healthmarkets.com. No obligation to enroll.
Welcome back. I'm Ted Robertson, co-hosting for Antonio Briseño, the agent, the guy, your guy, who gets things done, a Health Markets Insurance broker for, how long has it been now, Antonio? It's been 9 years with Health Markets? And 20 years as a broker, or as an agent.
I think it's 8 years. It's going to be 9 years next year.
Yeah, and one of the fun things that we don't talk about because you're just not that kind of guy, so I got to do it for you. Antonio finds himself, along with Sarah, who Sarah Schneider, his office manager, and their entire team working together very often out of the 3,000+ agents across the country that represent health markets in the top 10 of all of those agents.
Well, not yet.
In a number of different categories, you do.
Okay, so yeah,
let me brag on you a little bit.
We are number currently. We are number 6 for life insurance.
Mm-hmm.
We were the number 1 agent in the nation for 1 week this year,
mm-hmm.
and I think right now we're at top 40, top 30s, around there.
Not an easy feat because you all do so much and you work very hard, but this doesn't happen without the very people who are listening today. And those same people who are coming into the office and making those phone calls and allowing you the opportunity to serve and support them. That's how that happens. And Antonio, you're successful, and you and Sarah and the whole team are successful because you guys know your stuff. And, you know, we talk about taking the stress out of the insurance mess. That's one of the things you guys are gifted at doing. And so to me, that makes you very rare because this is truly a complicated, convoluted, complex, crazy world that you live in.
Just a little bit.
He's trying to be the master of understatement right now, Sarah. I don't think you should let him get away with that.
No, insurance, this whole world is crazy. I didn't even know when I started. I thought I knew about insurance. I was like, hey, I got this, the basics. I've had insurance before. And then you really get into it and it's a whole nother world. I had to sit down with Antonio about so many things and just say, hey, what in the world is this? And how do you do this? And why would these, you know, companies do that? So it's so appreciative for him to sit down and make sense of all of the craziness.
In this segment, you guys are going to be all about new ways to help the community and your clients. You're going to talk about your partners here on the radio program who support you because they love your mission. They want to be a part of it. They want to help you. And these are the same people that you're working with very closely to deliver the right insurance products to the people who need them the most. Office hours, you're going to talk about that a little bit. Lots of times you're going to hear the phone number in this segment of the program. I'm going to get out of your way, Sarah and Antonio, and leave you guys to this. I will pop back in towards the end of the segment.
Okay, great. So that phone number, just in case you're on the side of the road, it is 719-203-6424. Once again, that's 719-203-6424. And yes, our office hours are 8:30 to basically 5:30. We do earlier appointments, and we do later evening appointments by appointment as well. And so if you call the office, you can talk to Claire, and she will set you up an appointment, and or you might get transferred to Jessica that will take care of you as well. And Sarah, you've handled a few of those yourself as well.
Yeah. When I was in the office, I would call and talk to everybody. Now I'll kind of get transferred a little bit because we are in a time difference. I'll still get those phone calls. I'm more than happy to schedule those appointments, answer any questions that you may have. So I'm always here if anybody needs anything as well.
Okay, so, you know, so our partners that we have, we wanted to really extend our thanks to them as well. So, you know, we've had two radio partners and a third one coming up really soon. We're going to have, that's actually our next show. Don't miss next week where we're bringing on a new partner. So our two current partners, are... Securian life insurance and financial products, and Bright Health is another one. Great partner of ours. We do a lot of work with them. And then also one of our premier partners is Friday Health Plans, who has been a great help to us. You know, we've had them on the show multiple times and look forward to having them again. And they've been able to help us with individual plans and small group plans and some really unique products to really help our business community. And so we're really thankful for them and a couple other community partners that are business partners of ours that have helped us immensely. have been BBSI. So we'll probably have them on again. Business Strategic Staffing. So we love those people over there. And then our good friend and partner, Carol, over at Carol's Tax Services. She helps us not only in our office keep things running smoothly, but she has helped multiple of our clients to really be in the right direction when it comes to their taxes and finances. So really thankful for her help as well. And then Sarah, so we have been throwing some ideas around about what we can do to kind of help the community and our clients and, you know, kind of branching out to help in other ways as well. So this has kind of been, I think I mentioned one idea to Claire, and she kind of started mentioning it to you and running with it.
Yeah, once kind of open enrollment, we saw a lot of the needs that were into the community that, you know, really weren't being met in the confusion of different policies, especially with Medicare. There's a lot of questions and a lot of misinformation out there. So one of the things that Claire's kind of taken the head with is we're going to start doing monthly seminars on Medicare and individual and small group insurance, just to kind of get the information out there so people can make the right decisions of what's best for them, so they're not ending up in these plans. And especially because Medicare and all these other ones have, you know, short timelines to enroll in. If not, sometimes there's penalties. So we definitely want to get the word out about that to help these clients and make sure the right information is out there, because there's so much information that you get through emails and phone calls and even snail mail. They send you all sorts of stuff that makes absolute zero sense. So that's definitely one thing that we're trying to put into place this year, is even do these monthly to help, you know, answer questions one-on-one that anybody may have. Since I've moved, I've realized that, you know, these insurance questions aren't just Colorado. There are a lot of things everywhere that people are confused on. So within this year, we're looking to branch out to a couple of different states to make sure that we can meet the needs of communities all over, to make sure that everybody's getting the assistance that they need. So that's definitely something we're looking forward to in the next year, is to help out as many people as we're able to.
Yeah, it's really been interesting how we see the needs are always there, and that's really why we've started this show. That's actually why I opened the office in general, and that's why I've hired staff, because, you know, there is such a great need, and the need is for education. And that's really interesting, because our industry is very interesting. There are some people out there that all they want to do is sell you a product. They just want to make money. And really, that's not our emphasis. And if you talk to any of my staff, their emphasis, and this is what I am so thankful for, is their emphasis is always the help. And Sarah is a great superhero to our clients. So they're all...
We need to get a superhero cape for like New Year's now.
Yeah, we should. And then, you know, Jess is kind of like your sidekick. So I guess that's like, I guess I'm a superhero too, and Claire's my sidekick. But, you know.
Can we do like Batman and Robin kind of thing?
Yeah, we'll have to do that. That would be cool. Maybe on the Christmas card next year.
There you go.
That would be great. So, yeah, we want to just mention one thing. On these seminars that we're going to do, the first one is going to be, now, write this down, everybody, and we're going to mention this more than once. Our first seminar is going to be February 7th, and it's going to be the do's and don'ts of Medicare. Because I know anyone that is 64 and above is getting hammered with letters, hammered with mail. I mean, so many of my clients are just complaining about the massive amounts of mail they receive. They're like, what do I do with it all? It's like bonfire.
63.
Yeah, 63.
Well, we'll get a lot of clients complaining, why am I getting this stuff? I'm not even there yet. So they're starting even earlier. Quite a few people are bombarded at 63 years old with all of this Medicare information.
So, Antonio, we're just going on a fishing expedition for my age, were you?
Well, I know you've mentioned that you've received documentation as well.
I have a six in my age, but I have not advanced to the point where I'm getting Medicare junk mail. I have not.
You're lucky.
I will tell you, though, Sarah, you might get a kick out of this. When we hit 48, my wife and I are 8 months apart, we started getting AARP mail by the time we were 48.
Cute.
Yeah. So, there's a couple of ways you can take that. I think both of them a little questionable, but, you know. So I will be the first to inform you both. And we got 2 minutes to go, too, and I'm so sorry we're fighting the clock today like we do sometime. But you two will be the first to know when I get my first official piece of Medicare mail.
Well, thank you.
And I want that to be a long time from now. I'm not rushing that at all. All right. Unfortunately, it's time to start winding down and wrapping up. And 719-203-6424, that is the number to call. It's a real privilege to be able to introduce Sarah to all of you today. It's a privilege just to be here with Antonio to celebrate the new year and look forward to bigger and better things, especially the seminar series that the two of you are putting together and pulling off, and it's going to be great education. It's something, Antonio, that you've had in your heart for a long time is to teach, and it's working. You get a great response from our listeners, and we all thank you for that. And the business is growing. You're becoming more successful, but it is because you all know your stuff. That's the most important thing. Our favorite bumper sticker, we should not forget, the agent doesn't charge. Our other favorite bumper sticker is don't be that guy or gal. Right? Make the call. Just make the call. 719-203-6424. What's coming up on next week's show, Antonio?
So next week's show, we're going to have Gabe Teal from Securian. They are one of our new partners. And then just really quick, today is January 4th. So what does that mean? You have now 11 days. If you haven't gotten your insurance yet, January 15th is the last day for the entire year if you don't have an SEP. So give us a call, 719-203-6424, so that we can help you and you are not that guy.
Sarah, thank you so much. Sarah Schneider, office manager for The Agent, Antonio Bersenio, health markets insurance broker. Antonio in the business for 20 years, and Sarah running right behind him. And pretty soon you'll be out in front of him, huh?
Hey, I'm trying.
It's working.
But I learned from the best.
It's working.
That's okay.
Thank you all for listening. Again, Happy New Year. That's it for this edition of The Agent with Antonio Bersenio, the guy, your guy, who gets things done. Join Antonio Saturday mornings, backed up by his wonderful team at 11:30 on KRDO News Radio. Listen live at KRDO.com and on demand anytime. You can now subscribe to The Agent's podcast and have it delivered to any of your favorite mobile devices. Head on over to theagentco.podbean.com. That's theagentco.podbean.com. And then these programs will come right to you. And in the meantime, again, Happy New Year to all of you. We'll be back at 11:30 next week, right here on KRDO News Radio.
You've been listening to Antonio Bersenio, The Agent. If you don't got a guy who gets it done, you got one now. The Agent has everything you need to know and the place you need to go to get health and life insurance. Saturday mornings at 11:30, only on KRDO News Radio.